This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. In the United States, Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and a frequent target of Republican attacks, says he is under federal investigation about his taxes. A massive increase in the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits ramps up the pressure on U.S. lawmakers to agree on a new federal relief package to help the battered economy. And home-sharing giant Airbnb makes its Wall Street debut with a $47 billion valuation. In Africa, a respected group of Ghanaian election observers urges the public to trust the results of a presidential ballot, despite the opposition's angry rejection of the outcome. The Wolf Warrior label applied to Chinese diplomats using aggressive language on social media is unfair, one of their colleagues says, suggesting the communist country's envoys have more in common with Simba from Disney's Lion King. Thai democracy activists rally at the UN Bangkok office and ask the body to pressure the kingdom into repealing royal defamation laws they say are being used to suppress their movement. The European Central Bank injects more stimulus to help the Eurozone weather a second wave of the coronavirus as it warns of an outlook fraught with uncertainty over the pandemic's evolution and the rollout of vaccines. China's plan to fund dozens of foreign coal plants from Zimbabwe to Indonesia is set to produce more emissions than those of major developed nations, threatening global efforts to fight climate change, environmentalists have warned. And Earth remains on course to warm more than 3 degrees Celsius by the century's end, despite a dip in greenhouse gas emissions due to the pandemic and pledges to curb pollution, the UN says. This is VOA News. The full results of a clinical trial for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine were published in the New England Journal of Medicine on Thursday. It's a major milestone that came as a committee of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration met to discuss its approval. An editorial related to the scientific paper said, quote, "The trial results are impressive enough to hold up in any conceivable analysis. This is a triumph," end quote. The full trial included almost 44,000 volunteers, several thousand more than the number seen in prior analyses. Around half received the vaccine and the rest a placebo. The paper confirmed that a two-dose regimen was 95% effective in preventing COVID-19 infection. The editorial that accompanied the study did flag certain minor issues. One question was whether unexpected safety issues may arise when the number of people vaccinated grows to millions and possibly billions of people. Also unknown is how long the vaccine remains effective and whether it will limit transmission. The United States on Thursday voiced concern over Bangladesh's transfer of Rohingya refugees to a low-lying island and said that any movement should be voluntary. Bangladesh, which has taken in nearly 1 million Rohingya who fled a brutal offensive in neighboring Myanmar, has started the relocation of 100,000 of them from squalid camps on the mainland to Basanchar. It's a silt island frequently in the path of cyclones. The United States reiterated its appreciation to Bangladesh for accepting the refugees, but said it was concerned about last week's transfer of more than 1,600 Rohingya and plans to move more. State Department spokeswoman Kayle Brown said that the relocations must be fully voluntary. Bangladesh's foreign minister says there's no coercion involved and that facilities on the island are much better than in the camps. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck off Taiwan Thursday, the U.S. Geological Survey said, but there were no immediate reports of damage. The quake struck off the island's east coast at a depth of 74 kilometers at 9:19 p.m. local time. Residents in the capital, Taipei, reported shaking buildings, with local media reporting the quake was felt across the island. Some metro services were suspended, authorities said, while they carried out impact assessments. Taiwan is regularly hit by earthquakes, as the island lies near the junction of two tectonic plates. In September 1999, a 7.6 magnitude quake killed around 2,400 people in the deadliest natural disaster of the island's history. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.